You know, one of my keys here, Coach, is that when we came out of this ball game before we got started was beat, play angry.
Right.
Let's get off to a good start and get after them. And we did. Came out there and played well. The girls really looked like they had all cylinders going. All of a sudden, like I said, and basically, in my opinion, kind of stunned Bishop Carroll just a little bit. But the thing is, as the game went on, and I'm just going to say this, in my opinion, I thought they wanted the ball worse than we did, balls coming off the rim.
I agree. I totally agree. We talked about in the locker room about playing 32 minutes today, and we didn't get 32 minutes. We got 8. And then after that first quarter, we looked like we just were in survival mode and weren't really pushing the issues, weren't playing defense like we did in the first quarter, and we definitely did not go rebound. And you know, we let them climb back in. We had our foot on their throat, and we let them climb back in because of what we were doing. We were making mistakes. I don't know how many turnovers we had today, probably close to 20 or more than 20. So we let them back in, and we really had them pinned to the wall, and we let them back in. It was all us.
Well, and it's just one of those deals that you guys sit there and fight and try to get after. And like I said, I thought we were sloppy on some of the throws, making the cross court, trying to do the skip pass across there, and sometimes just throwing the ball with basically telegraphing. And I made this comment that maybe you ought to write a note and give them the note and let them know where we're going to throw the ball. Because and what surprises me about this, and obviously no surprises you too, Bailey, is that here we are in this part of the season, and we still got people maybe just on the loose side of things throwing passes like that.
Yeah, and you know, you guys are sitting pretty close to us. You probably had heard either Katie or myself say it many times throughout the course of the game. Make the easy pass.
Yes.
Quit trying to do spectacular stuff. Like you said, Bishop Carroll was just sitting back, watching, looking at our eyes, and they saw that. And you're having to throw it across three defenders when you make that pass, and they were just going out there and picking it off. And that's what allowed them to get momentum and get them back in the game. If we would have just been smart and moved the ball like we've done in the first quarter and just passed the ball around, make smart passes, you know, it could have been a different outcome. But we started trying to do silly stuff out there, and it just and no matter how many times we talked about it in timeouts, they still go out there and they did the same silly stuff. They did a great job. I'm not going to take anything away from them. They did a great job of keeping their motivation going. They run a 2-2-1 press. We run a press breaker that can break a press on the sideline or break it in the middle. We told the girls against a 2-2-1, there's nobody in the middle. But where were we taking the ball? To the sideline, where the heart of the defense is. It's those little things that they got to snap in and focus and listen to what's being said and then go out and execute.
I just want to say this real quick, like, and you got a little spark plug out there, and I'm just going to say it because I thought Jack City, it's not going to show up in the paper how hard she played, how she was having to fight off sometimes two people, using her hands, actually dribbling her hand, ball with one hand, using another hand just to fight some people off, to try to deliver balls or take it to the hole. I was very impressed with what Jack City brought here.
Yeah, I thought Jack City did a great job for us tonight. She's going to get more and more playing time. You know, I know that we wear her out sometimes, but there's sometimes when I just don't feel comfortable pulling her out of the game because we kind of bogged down offensively. And I think she's the primary reason why our turnovers are low as they are because I don't know what the exact stats are right now, but I think her turnover to assist ratio is pretty close to 4-1 or something like that.
So. And quickly on Jamie Bergmix, saw that she came out of the ballgame in the second quarter, jogged off. Everything appears to be okay. Got up and down the court really well. Still out there fighting.
Yeah, she's fine. We talked to her out there on the court, made sure she was okay. Then when we got in the locker room, we kept talking to her, made sure she was okay. So, yeah, from all intents, I mean, we can tell. She said her knee just kind of didn't buckle or anything. It bent back under her when she fell. So, you know, that probably just kind of twinged a little bit, but she seemed to be okay.
Okay, we get Goddard tomorrow, a team that, like I said, that's struggling on this year. We only have two juniors. The rest are all underclassmen. This is a team, like I said, she cannot come out and take lightly. Two losses here, and I don't want to sit there and rub it in your face, but I know that you realize these are two just bitter losses. Two, really, honestly, two games that I think that we could win.
Yeah, well, and no offense, like I said, to Bishop Carroll, we should have won. I'm not gonna make any bones about it. We should have won this game, and we should win tomorrow. And if we don't, there's something wrong, definitely wrong.